Okay, let's get the legal stuff out of the way. The Unexpected Leader podcast explores the life and impact of public figures. All information presented is based on publicly available sources, journalistic reports, and historical records. Any opinions or interpretations are those of the host. No endorsement or affiliation is implied. Now let's get on with the show. Hey, welcome everyone. I'm Michael Callahan, and this is the second episode of The Unexpected Leader, the podcast where we shine a spotlight on individuals who emerged from unlikely places to make an enormous impact. Our purpose is simple: to let you know that leadership isn't reserved for certain people with certain backgrounds or fancy degrees. Anyone, I mean anyone, can rise to lead if they have the vision, the commitment, and the courage to do so. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a remarkable figure, a leader whose path to influence started in a place you might not expect. I'll tell you right now, he wasn't groomed by elites. He didn't grow up in prestigious circles, and he certainly didn't go to an Ivy League school. Despite that, he became a beacon of hope for many, ushering in a wave of change that reverberated around the world. Now, as you know, I'm not revealing his name just yet, but stick around because you're in for an inspiring journey. By the time we reach the end of this episode, you'll see how unwavering dedication and with the right motivation, that can turn anyone into the leader that your organization, your community, or your family might need. Let's talk about our mystery guest's humble beginnings. He was born into a working-class family, and he spent his early years in a small town that didn't exactly scream world stage. In fact, if you had placed a bet on him becoming a global figure, most people would have thought you were out of your mind. He worked as an electrician, toiling away day in and day out to make ends meet. But as fate would have it, his job placed him at the heart of a major industrial hub, an environment that would shape his leadership journey in profound ways. From the outside looking in, nothing about him fit the stereotypical mold of a high-profile political mover and shaker. But life has a funny way of positioning the right people in the right place at the right time. In his case, that place was a shipyard. Day after day, he saw how the workers around him struggled to have their voices heard. It was there, amid the noise of heavy machinery and the daily grind, that the seeds of his leadership were planted. What truly set him apart? It was the courage to speak up when no one else would, challenging the status quo and risking his own safety. In a tense environment, he organized people who felt they had no voice. He realized that unity could achieve far more than individual effort. And over time, the movement he led gained momentum, shaking the foundations of an entire political system. And still, very few people knew his name outside of his home country, but that was all about to change. Before we jump deeper into our guest's pivotal moment, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. Strong leadership skills can dramatically improve employee engagement and retention while also building resilience through effective succession planning. That's where Mindset 180's Emerging Leaders Cohorts come in. The cohort-based solution helps organizations develop the leadership potential of managers and high-potential employees, equipping them with the tools to tackle real-world challenges and drive team performance. If you're looking to invest in your company's future and create a culture of continuous growth, check out mindset180.com emerging leaders. Start building that solid leadership pipeline today. Welcome back, everyone. Now, let's talk about the extraordinary contributions our mystery leader made once he found the courage to stand up. Through persistence, negotiation, and solidarity with his fellow workers, he established a social movement that caught international attention. This was unprecedented. Imagine an ordinary electrician leading a massive labor union that challenged a powerful and deeply entrenched regime. It wasn't just about wages or working conditions, though those were critical issues, but about the principle that every individual has inherent rights that should never be trampled. His dedication and leadership style sparked something in the hearts of people across his nation. Soon, he was catapulted onto the global stage. He was praised by human rights organizations, heads of state, and ordinary citizens who looked to him as proof that, yes, regular folks can stand toe-to-toe with authoritarian systems and create meaningful change. Along the way, he faced setbacks, arrests, interrogations, personal sacrifices, but he never wavered in his commitment to unity and freedom. This fight for workers' rights and national sovereignty had ripple effects far beyond his country's borders, influencing movements across Eastern Europe and inspiring countless others to stand up for what they believed in. By now, some of you have probably guessed who I'm talking about. He's none other than Lech Walesa, the Polish electrician from Gdańsk's shipyards who co-founded the Solidarity Movement and became a driving force that ultimately toppled oppressive structures throughout the region. This is what unexpected leadership is all about. His backstory reads like a blueprint for how you can lead from the ground up. No gilded education, no privileged upbringing, just a strong commitment to his cause, a willingness to work with others, and the courage to stand up and say, "No more." Now, I know what you're probably wondering. How can I apply Lech Walesa's story to my own life? What attributes did he have that I can cultivate in myself? We'll dive into those lessons right after this next sponsor break. So stick around because these are the insights that can help you become a leader in your community, in your workplace, even in your own home. So don't go anywhere. Leadership skills don't just boost team performance, they also improve engagement and help organizations plan for the future. Mindset 180's Emerging Leaders Program offers cohort-based training, coaching, and workshops that tackle real-world challenges, equipping managers and high-potential employees to lead with confidence. Want to build a strong leadership pipeline? Visit mindset180.com/emergingleaders today. All right, folks, welcome back. Let's break down what we can learn from Lech Walesa's journey. The first thing is, it doesn't matter if you come from a small town or a disadvantaged background. Walesa started out as an electrician in a shipyard, hardly the typical resume for a global leader, but he believed against all odds that his efforts could make a real difference. And guess what? They did. Another takeaway is leadership isn't just about standing on a stage alone. Walesa understood the power of collective action, founding Solidarity to amplify the voices of ordinary workers. He knew people were stronger together and that unity was a driving force for change. Here's a big one. Always be persistent in the face of adversity. Think about his commitment. He was arrested. He was interrogated. Even his family was threatened. But fear didn't deter him. It fueled his resolve. True leaders, they don't give up when the going gets tough. They adapt. They push forward and stay focused on the bigger picture. Okay, here's another takeaway. When you're fighting for something beyond your own self-interest, you inspire others to join you. Melissa wasn't just after personal glory. He wanted freedom, dignity, and better rights for everyone. That type of altruism makes people follow you, not just your cause. And don't forget this. Your impact can stretch far beyond your immediate surroundings. Melissa's leadership sparked hope and change throughout Eastern Europe and eventually became a global symbol of resistance against oppression. Don't underestimate how your local efforts can ripple outward. So if there's one message you take away from today's episode, let it be this. Greatness can grow in the most unexpected of places. There's no single path to leadership. It can happen in a classroom, a corporate office, a small local community, or a shipyard in Poland. Keep that in mind the next time you question your own potential. And that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. If you enjoyed this conversation about Lech Walesa, please subscribe to The Unexpected Leader. And don't forget to share it with your friends, family, or anyone who could use a little inspiration. By subscribing, you won't miss our upcoming episodes. And trust me, we've got more captivating stories of unexpected leaders headed your way. We will be back. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another surprising individual who defied expectations and shaped the world in ways that no one saw coming. Until then, keep believing in yourself. Keep challenging the norms. And remember, leadership doesn't come with a birthright. It's earned through passion, vision, and unwavering resolve. I'm Michael Callahan. I'm signing off. Thank you for joining me on The Unexpected Leader, where we prove that no matter who you are or where you come from, you can become a leader.